A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No! And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish, and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance,
and misadventures.
But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
Here we go. Here we go, everybody on the show. Here we go now. You don't know that NSYNC song?
No, I don't know deep cuts. I know their singles. I didn't have the albums.
Why don't you know NSYNC? I feel like that's a loss of your repertoire. What happened to you?
I know all the singles. I just didn't own the albums because I thought people would call me a faggot.
Oh, well, spoiler alert, they did. Me.
They probably did to me, too. I was trying to be less obvious about it.
Yeah. Yeah, being steeped in the B-sides of Chopin really didn't
French
give it away
opera.
Didn't give it away to anybody.
In French Baroque opera, probably I was really covering it up. It
y'all,
really...
we were such naive gays. I stopped doing musical theater and instead changed my major to opera because I thought that was less gay.
Y'all, ain't no queen like an opera queen.
Amen.
Holy fuck. If you've ever met a fastidious, usually a couple pounds overweight, gay man who loves to attend opera, hold on, because you will hear the most pretentious things you will ever hear in your mouth, and they are queens.
They're queens.
They will tell you everything they know.
They will. They will.
Y'all, this is Toe Part 2. This is Toe Part 2.
Welcome to 90 Day Gays. We are
the
so
sequel.
For now. We're happy
bigger, longer, and uncut.
And uncut. My name's Matt, aka
Maddie.
We're
both cut, though. Not that I've seen
you. You don't
dick.
Know.
You have to be.
You don't know.
You're cut. You're not interesting enough to be uncut.
Well, I know you're cut because I woke up in the middle of the night and you had done drugs with one of your friends and you thought my bedroom was your bathroom and you opened the door and pissed on my floor.
You saw my penis. And you know what? I could still look at you in the eye the next morning.
Well, it's more like the afternoon because you weren't awake.
I didn't remember it. I didn't remember it.
Y'all, this is what happens when you're friends with a gay guy named Happy. That's fucking bullshit. Anyway, y'all.
I think he stayed at the house that night.
Whatever. He didn't. He didn't make me happy.
No, I'm thinking of a different moment. I'm getting a different drug-fueled night.
Yeah.
When I stayed at his house.
Anyway, y'all. Welcome to the show. Today we're talking about part two
of
Power.
We're not going to talk about drugs.
We're not going to talk about drugs.
We're not going to talk about drugs unless it's Yazan on a lot of weed.
Boy, that's the truth.
We're going to talk about, let's talk about announcements.
Sure.
We have y'all. We still are looking, still enter our contest. Come name us.
Come name us.
Come at us and come name us. We're looking for our name because Discovery says that we're infringing upon their copyright, and maybe we are, maybe we aren't. I don't know.
No, we don't know. We're not going to admit anything.
Allegedly.
We're just going to roll over and change our name because we can't afford their lawyer fees.
So, their lawyers got big dicks, y'all, they came for us.
So be sure to go. Yeah. There's a link, a Google Doc. You can submit your name and submit your name choice by December 4th. Some things. We've had some questions, Poodle. We've had a couple of Carl's wives come at us and ask us some things about the names. First of all.
Top. I top freely.
Yeah. About the names. One of the questions is, can it have 90 day in the name?
No.
That's the whole fucking point of why Discovery is suing us. So
they didn't have a problem with gays. They can't trademark gays because if you could trademark gay, this one would have already trademarked it.
I would have trademarked that out of the womb in 1979 in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And then also someone said, oh, could y'all do something like call it Gay Cray, since that's what you call your crossovers with Cray Cray. And I thought,
no,
because that's
infringing on their trademark.
That's infringing on their name. And then also that's what we call our crossovers, which we're having a crossover next week then regarding Lalu. But then it sounds like we're doing a cross. Clearly, y'all, think through these names. Think through these names.
I think we have been talking. We do like having the word gay in the title because it's very subversive, but it's not a prerequisite.
It's not a prerequisite. I forget. Someone said y'all should call it Don't Pull Over. No one knows what the fuck that means. So I know y'all love us. We love you.
Yeah.
And you're like, This isn't your friend Bobby and Hunter who want to name their gay flower shop down the street.
No.
And if they call it, you know,
Fastidious Emporium.
Everybody knows Fastidious Emporium is flowers. We kind of need something for people who don't know us.
Yeah, and we know that show notes are searchable, but it still needs to be a name that at least kind of describes who we are.
So, yeah, so there you go, everybody. So, again,
giving you some hints there, giving you some breadcrumbs.
Again, one of you suggested the name Friends of Carl. That means fucking shit to someone in Rhode Island who wants to listen to a podcast about 90 Day Fiancé.
Although Carl's wife would really enjoy that.
Carl's wife, y'all. By the way, so submit those names. We're going to choose the top names, and then we're going to vote. And the winner is going to come to one of our live shows in the Continental
Union. We're going to give it to you for free.
For free and fly you out. So, by the way, y'all, we put in the show links for last show. I'm going to do it in this week, too. There is a Twitter now for Carl's wife.
I think it's called, was it Carl's underscore?
Carl's, yes, I believe it's Carl's underscore wife. We're not going to promote it every week because that's not really fair, but they just started this and it gave us life. And it's the real Carl's wife is the Twitter name, and it's at Carl's with a C, Carls underscore real. In fact, the latest tweet from the real Carl's wife said, virus protection card? Even I think that's bunk, probably. Carl. Anyway, so y'all, even I think that's bunk, probably.
Even I think that's bunk.
So y'all, Come at Carl's. You know what? The real Carl's wife already within like 3 days has 300 Twitter followers.
That is fantastic.
Look at her. So
congratulations, Carl's wife.
So we don't know who it is. We don't want to know who it is.
She's still confused how Twitter works, though.
And like literally, when Poodle is on his deathbed, Carl's wife, you can go, and then as he's slipping it away, you can just lean down and say, "It was me," and he'll go,
"I'm Sophie." It was me.
It was me.
I will say that I love that if Carl's wife can Carl's wife doesn't know how Twitter works, she still thinks birds are involved somehow.
She thinks they send the messages. So anyway, y'all. So that's I think that's all.
God bless her. We got y'all check out Plathville. Check out Plathville on our Patreon. It's some of you are following our advice and you're watching it. You're like, this is compelling.
It's very good TV.
Very compelling television. Mm-hmm. And we're starting our new kind of revolution of life after lockup this Friday.
Yes.
And the gateway crossover, which we're recording tomorrow and it'll be out sometime this week.
Yep. So y'all, we're doing something literally every single night.
I know. I'm exhausted talking about it. Although, on the plus side, the dog stopped barking, so I'm okay.
I totally relate to now how parents feel about wanting to do stuff at night and trying to get their kid to bed, because that's how I feel with my dad, of getting him to bed. I'm like, what did parents do before TiVo? When you couldn't, what did my mother have to do when we were kids and we had to get in bed so she could see Murder, She Wrote? Now I know why she was yelling at us.
My mother would say, you better be asleep if I duck in my head.
Oh, I remember when I was young. If we weren't in bed before Cagney and Lacey came on, we would get in trouble.
What?
Oh, my but mother no, loved my Cagney mother, and Lacey.
My mother made us go to bed, but I could stay up and read. I stayed up and read all the time. And my brother's like, turn off the light.
Did you and your brother share a room?
I need to read. We had bunk beds until I was like 7. And then we moved into a bigger house, and then we had a room. But I could read. I could read in my room all I wanted.
Boy, the fact that your brother had to live with you for 5 years of his life, bless his heart.
He was like 3. He didn't even know.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's jump in.
We're going to start with Ji-hoon and Devin.
So let's start some positive.
I need to start off by saying I would still bang the fuck out of Devin's dad.
I'm over it.
Steve is his name. There's something about him. He kind of looks like a straight, questionable guy who would wander into some kind of porno movie, and like you'd also be able to blow him at the same time, and he'd have a huge wong. Even though I don't think he has a huge wang. I said wong. But I don't think he has a huge wang, but he kind of looks like he could, even though he doesn't.
But it would look bigger because he would wear a cock ring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't pull over. Don't pull over.
It's been a crazy day in Los Angeles, y'all. I don't know what's going on. The energy's been off the roof. I have not been settled the entire day. I doubled up on my CBD, and I'm still cuckoo.
He also looks like that guy who does. He does look like that guy who's a coach, or who's like he's in a lot of that stepdad or stepson porn, y'all, that like fake stepson porn, which I think is gross. But
I think we're introducing our straight sissies into a whole different world.
Carl, what is stepson porn? Carl, that's not allowed. Is that against the church teaching?
Y'all, for some
Shooter,
reason,
go get me your daddy's iPad, please. Shooter, go on and get that.
Wait, does he
check his history?
Shooter's got like a little mouth thing just to grab the iPad.
Shooter can fetch things for her. So anyway, y'all, they
incest is huge in gay porn, and it's really very gross. Disturbing.
I don't get it. I don't like it.
Actual incest. It's like play incest, which is even sadder. Really,
let's move
on. If you're gonna go big, go big.
God. So y'all, they he's fine, whatever. So they're arriving in South Korea for the wedding. It's going to happen. Now, before they even come, Devin calls her parents and she's like, look, mom, what do you think of Ji-hoon? Are you like going to be nice? Do you trust
him? Are you still
angry? And she was like, yes, I'm angry. He almost killed
my granddaughter.
So she's like, fine.
Spawn of Satan.
Yeah.
Boundaries.
No boundaries. So she's like, until he earns back the trust. And Dad's like, do you think he learned from that? And she's like, I'm already stressed out and I need everyone to get along. And then so she goes and sits, and there's this hilarious moment where Ji-hoon very seriously, he is good reality TV because he's like,
great television.
He said, do you know EP syndrome? And I was like, oh my God, what is this?
I was like, something was sad. He's like, Alicia phobia.
I don't want to die.
I will say that's why Ji-hoon makes Devin laugh. That's his most redeeming quality in her world. And he's like hot and Asian because she's got a type, y'all. Every time we had K-pop music the whole time through this
I loved thing.
It was great.
It was the first time.
They're picking up her parents at the airport, and Dracula runs toward Dad and says she misses him, and she starts crying, and then someone wants to put a stake through her heart, but they pull back.
The airport security stops them. I mean, it was sweet. I mean, that's really kind of all that happened. And then Ji-hoon says, when he sees Alicia, he feels like he's going to pee his pants. And then Alicia kind of is foreshadowing, like, I hear things are getting better. And before I give my blessing, I need to see with my own eyes. And that's kind of how we end this, right? Unless I skip the notes. Like, it was so short. I feel like stuff is going to go down with them next episode because y'all remember what they showed us at like the beginning of fucking COVID with Ji-hoon sitting in a room by herself looking very tired and hungry, and her lips did not look like they had been injected.
We only have one more episode.
Yeah, so I think next week is going to be a big... I wonder if they re-edited stuff out since it's kind of common knowledge now that she's clearly not with Ji-hoon anymore, and now she's with the other guy. I'm shocked she posted that on social media. I think that has to be against an NDA.
She's had to have broken an NDA. Yeah.
So I wonder, y'all, for someone to do that, who has gotten so many like followers and partnerships from the show, Poodle said it's for, and I didn't disagree then. I agreed then, but I agree even more. Y'all, production hates Devin.
Hates her.
They can't stand. I bet she's insufferable to work with.
They hate Brittany. They hate Ari. They hate Devin. They don't really love Cheese Stick, although he's really nice to them.
I think they like Brittany. I think Brittany is really? Actually, I think Brittany can be kind of a diva, but I bet to the film crew she's nicer. I bet. I don't know. I can just see that because she would want to be like cool and the cool
girl. They've just been showing her in the work. Maybe she's done that all herself.
I think. yes.
But yeah, it's definitely Devin. Devin does the worst of that. She comes off as a jerk in almost all of her confessionals.
She does.
Shall we move on to the person you just spoke of, Brittany and Yazan?
Yes.
She's tipsy in the street and she's doing the robot, which is what you do in Jordan on vacation.
I've seen it'll do worse in public.
In a low-cut top.
Hey, I've humped a street sign drunk in the middle of Lenox, Massachusetts.
Yeah, but that wasn't in a primarily Muslim country.
This is true. That's true. That's
so she is, he shows up. He shows up in the car and she's so weird with him. This whole thing feels like they're 13-year-old kids who got in a fight. And she's like, she's kind of like sitting over there to the side.
Exactly,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Angela's like, what's going on here? Uncomfortable.
Y'all, you know when you go out, you know when you have that friend who's always been your close friend, and then, like, that's one thing I'll say about this bitch on this show, and for both, but, like, when you see Poodle, you see Poodle, you get what you see, you get what you get, but you know you have those, so I know how he's going to react in situations. And I think he knows for the most part how I'm going to react in situations, but you know, when you have that friend and then they show a side of themselves and you're like, hold up, wait a second. Is my friend fucking crazy? And I feel like that's Angela's experience this whole time.
I think she knows, Brittany's going to do something.
You think
like that? And I even more so. I don't think she'd know. Let me rephrase that. It's not that I think she knows that. I think she's waiting for something like that. Because I think Britney is always doing questionable stuff.
Yeah.
And Angela is the most normal friend she has. Probably her other friends are influencer friends, and they're not real friends. I don't know what she did to Angela to make her friend, but it's interesting because Britney seems, we only see her from her father and a couple other things, but she seems very transactional with her family.
Yes.
So I'm not sure. I will say, as we're going to get through this, this whole thing, Britney comes off better in this episode than the last, a lot more. So you guys, we're taken to taken to Yazan's barbershop.
Well, they're both kind of on their better behavior in front of Angela, almost. That's it seems.
True. But like we just heard with Ari and Binyam, y'all, we have another guest, and his reality.
Yes.
It's like reality has walked in and goes, "Hey, y'all, I'm here. We're gonna talk about this." Oh,
now I will say, unlike last week's episode, or was it yesterday's episode? Angela says, "So, like, they're in this barbershop, and Britney starts to want to cut Yazan's hair, and this is like 13-year-old shit.
Oh, it is, isn't it awful? But that's the only way they can act."
But Angela says, "Y'all, again." The voice of reason on this season, she says, "I have no idea what's going on. This is such a 180.
Yeah, and she used it the right way, not 360.
She didn't say 360. Kudos, like, Angela.
Like Chevelle did in Love After Lockup.
Oh, he's Love After Lockup.
I'm a 360 right now.
That's what she it was, Love After Lockup. Y'all, we're doing so many shows. I don't know what we're fucking talking about on any show anymore.
So there, and she's drunk, by the way. I know she says she's tipsy. She's got drunk face on, those like magna doodle eyebrows, caterpillar eyebrows that are painted on. That
highlighter
makeup.
Looks horrible. it looks like somebody just pasted it on the top of her cheekbones.
Looks so bad. It looks like she's like some type of like Picasso painting that's come to life.
Yes.
all angles. All angles. All cubism. She's trying to say things like, "If you love me, you let me cut your hair." I'm like, "What are we doing?" And so she finally snips a bit of his hair, and he's like, "Oh!"
Well,
and
she's like chasing after him with scissors. So which already, is and
rule,
she's drunk.
Rule one in the relationship book of what not to do: you don't run with scissors.
Dude, she's such. They're both so like. Even she's I actually think. I think Yazan's been very, in a way, sheltered in his own way, but Britney is just like, maybe because she's had trauma, but she is just like such a child.
She is, and I feel like she's always, like we talk about Binyam, she's always looking for the camera and thinking about how she's going to come off.
Yeah.
And she's probably done the most the interviews after the show. She's done so many of them with all kinds of like on online media.
Oh, she
telling
has.
Her side of the story. Yeah. I haven't read any of them because why?
Can't she do? I thought they have to wait till after. Oh, well.
I think if you talk about stuff that's not specifically on the show, you can do anything you want. So the next day, they go home and she says, Angela said, "I don't get what's happening here. She's basically telling Angela, "I want to see that we're on the same page." Obviously you're not, because you don't even call him when you get to the airport.
No.
And she's asking him questions. First of all, they're seeing, she asks him, "Are you thinking that I'm going to convert?" And he goes, "No, not now. I don't care now." Which is a huge thing.
Yeah.
And so then she said, he's like, she said, "Do you, I want to marry you, but I don't want to do it right away. I want to do like a year. And he's like, yep, a year's fine. So he's telling her everything she wants to hear.
But this is actually not the next day. This is in the barbershop.
Sorry, you're right. You're exactly
this
right.
This is in the barbershop from Angela.
In front of Angela.
Yes. Yeah.
And he says, I'll wait for you. So all of a sudden, he's some magical prince. I don't know if it's the weed or if she like casts some spell on him that he does this, but he's telling her everything. Maybe he just gets weak when he's around her.
He's totally delusional.
Yeah.
And Brittany says, like, he tells me everything I want to hear, but then his family put pressure on him and he changes his mind. And I get stressed. And she's like, I just want to see actions instead of talking. And I'm like, honey, he just took you to the barbershop he works at because he lost his fucking job. And he had to get a job because of you in the car that he's driving. That's a fucking cab that he got in a wreck. And he got to do else to be like, he's nothing but actions.
The next day, he shows her the apartment that he got for them. I don't know what else she wants.
What action says, and even then, so he shows her this apartment. Y'all, this apartment's fine. It's not crazy.
Does she want
enough.
Him to show up like, what's his name on Love Actually with signs that says like the guy from Walking Dead gave? Or does he want him to show up like Ryan Gosling and saying, I'm here for you, you know, in The Notebook? What does she want?
Should I see The Notebook? I've never seen The Notebook.
You need to see it just so you can know what to avoid.
Is that why Ryan Gosling's so hot to you, because of that movie?
There are so many reasons he's so hot to me.
But is that where it first like overtook you?
No, not really. I did not see that movie until I met him.
Wow. Way to drop that until you met him.
I talked about it on the podcast before.
Wow. Someone's name dropping, y'all.
I talked about it on the podcast before.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I wanted to name drop, I would say who I taught, but that's okay. Anyway,
he teaches that girl who was on a Disney show in the background from 4 years ago called like Zip Zap Zop, but now she's off of it. That's his most famous client.
That is not true, and she is still on that show. She is featured now.
Featured.
So it is the next day, and he is showing her the apartment that he's rented for them. He still hasn't explained anything about family troubles, like the father wanting to murder him, honor killing, any of that. I guess it's hard to work honor killing into a conversation at the hair place.
He might not know the English translation.
Yeah. So he's like, this is chicken. And she's like, what? And it's kitchen, which, as people said, that's a common mistake.
Yeah. He tells her that there's two bedrooms, and Brittany's like, I like to cuddle. And he says, like,
Goddle. What is cuddle?
Goddle. He says it's
which
so
weird.
Which
is what I've said before. What is cuddling?
It's true. But that was Brittany. She kind of says, I always thought this wedding to be together was his parents, but
Nope. Nerp de derp.
That's a Yazan thing. Because, you know, It's in a different
makes
way. It's a little bit like
way.
It is like a little like submit, where I don't think Yazan can ever do enough for Brittany, because I don't think Brittany actually wants to be with him. I don't think Brittany wants to live in Jordan. I don't think she wants any of this. I think Brittany wanted to be on 90 Day Fiance and become an Instagram star. Using him as much as she can. She is never going to do any of these things, nor has she planned on doing any of these things ever.
At the same time, Yazan has not thought anything through about, it's more of the idea of Brittany and the idea of her magic pussy that has him in a tizzy.
And he wants to do anal so bad because he keeps looking at her butt.
So now, you guys, they need to fix the shower. Has a problem and it's got a wet floor. And she says, I want to stay with you, but you know, I really can't stand a wet floor.
Y'all.
And when you think about what he's done.
What he's done.
You know, I really don't like a wet shower floor. I understand there's the fatwa. I understand that you're ripe for an honor killing, but I don't like my feet wet in the shower.
Fix the shower, and then I can stay.
I screamed at the television.
She's horrible. She's horrible, horrible.
But the thing is, she doesn't know. She doesn't know she's horrible.
She doesn't know. That's true. And yes, and she doesn't know everything. In her defense, she doesn't know everything that he's done. So
he's
that is
everything from her. Yeah. So,
and Yazan tells her, he said, "I know I lied to you. I didn't mean to lie to you. I was just," he was trying to keep the peace, y'all. But he says, "Like, I can't wait a year to get married. Like, we need to get married in the month."
And she does say, she's like, "Just tell me. I need to hear it. I need to hear what's real." And he says, "I can't make my God angry with me. It needs to be like a month." And he says, "Although I don't want you to convert, you don't need to convert. So it's no conversion, but 1 month before the marriage." And then finally, he says, "Maybe we should get a translator so we can actually understand each other fully." It's only been 19 episodes.
It's only been 19 episodes.
You know what? The translator app would have worked really wonderfully. I just don't get it. Is it her pride or his pride that won't let them do a translator app?
I don't know. They're both so dumb.
Is going to be the real breaking point, you guys. So yeah. We'll see. I think before – that's all I've got of those.
Me too.
Before we go on to cheese stick and my Lisa, we're going to take a break. Oh, y'all.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
I haven't eaten dinner yet. My beer kicked in.
Sure, go ahead and talk.
I didn't know you pressed record. Y'all were back. We're back.
We need a producer so bad. But you're going to have to come into one of our houses when we're in COVID, because I'm not outsourcing that to anybody. It'd be nice if I could, like, fuck you, too, because...
No, we don't need a producer. That's closed.
Okay.
Y'all.
What if I fucked our producer and I would make all kinds of demands?
You know what I'm actually think is worse? I think you would... We would get a straight male producer.
Oh.
I think we'd have to get a lesbian producer.
Yeah, that would be the
there's
best.
There's no way that she would fuck you, because even a straight guy... You've worked your wiles, and I can see
know,
him end up, he falls in love with you.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault. They yes. get obsessed with me.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. It's, you know, it's the Kavorka.
Anyway,
they call me in the night, whispered in my ear.
There goes Kavorka.
Let's talk about cheese, dick. Cheese.
Cheese, dick? Did you mean to say cheese, dick?
Him cheese stick, but
really?
We say cheese stick, a hanker for a hunk of cheese.
I've and never Lisa. Cheese stick. I'm scandalized, y'all.
Come on, so
y'all,
almost zero has went on in this storyline, and then we have somehow made this 20 episodes. We have somehow. It's absurd.
No, I was going to say, what if the ball drops for them next week? But it's not, because we didn't even see them in the previews of next week on 90 Day of the Finale.
It's going to go out like a fart underwater.
You know, at least that tickles your balls.
That's true.
That's true.
I can hear my downstairs neighbor talking. Her voice is piercing my ears.
I don't care. Y'all, we're talking about Tim and Melissa, and y'all, Mama Tim's leaving for the day.
She's leaving, and Dowd. She is leaving, but she really hopes that May Lisa appreciates that golden retriever's sacrifice. He's giving her a place at his water dish.
Yes, and she said, and she loves. She's like, and what I love is here. She's talking about how she loves it. It's incredible, but she's just like it's. Yeah, you're giving up a lot. And he's like, well, yeah, I know, but I cheated on her and I ruined it, Mom. And then I peed on the floor. And then you know,
I ate my own poop.
I ate my own poop, Mama. You know how when your butt itches, I keep dragging my butt on the floor and then she gets angry and then I have to sleep in my crate, Mom.
The fact that dogs, they'll eat their own poop, but they'll really eat another dog's poop. It's just not something I can't get behind.
I want you to think about what you've done to a guy's asshole.
Fair? fair.
I want you to think about that.
But I could never eat it. I could never. Anyway.
But you they literally want have had a man sit on your face.
Yeah. And like, I've had many a men be thrones for me.
Wow.
I dub these ass face. Anyway.
She loves the iron bone.
Sorry, that's a Game of Thrones. That's a good one. Good one. The iron bone.
The iron bone.
One dun, bone dun, to rule them all. Dun, dun.
It's some butt sex. 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 God, I'm still upset that that show ended so bad. The butt sex. The butt sex. There is somebody who just screamed and said, oh my God, they're finally singing Game of Thrones. I'm waiting for this for a whole 2 years.
So I will say, I was kind of impressed that Mama Tim was supportive of Maylisa. He's like, okay. I love her. And I think I love her. And I understand why you feel the way you do, because I feel like you do love her. But she really does say, are you 100% sure on this?
I think she's the best mom we've seen on 90 Day
she
Fiancé.
She is. She's great.
She's the antithesis. And really, the producers missed out. She's the antithesis. And I need Mama Tim and Mama Melissa to meet.
Why the fuck didn't they meet? I wanted to see them fight it out like fucking like Godzilla versus Mothra.
Because I bet she's very put together, but I bet if some mother came for her son, shit would have flown. Producers missed opportunity. But yeah, she really is. She just kind of says like, you know, because Tim is like, well, he has doubts. But even the mom says like, you know, but I don't think so because she's still here. You know, he's like, but because she was with other men and that makes me have doubts. And the mom kind of was like, she didn't say stop being like a jealous, stupid guy, but she was just like, sometimes you need to do that to make sure someone is right for you.
And that was so interesting when she said, sometimes you need to see other people to make sure someone is right for you. And I totally agree with that. And sometimes you need to see other people in the middle of when you're dating someone to see if they're right for you.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Because absence makes the heart grow fonder. Absence of a dick in your butt.
And sometimes while you're sleeping with someone, you should call someone else to come over while you're fucking the other person. Just to make sure.
The more the merrier.
Just to make sure you want to be with that person, right, Poodle?
Yeah, you're barking up the right tree. Yeah. Basically, cheese dick cries, mom cries.
She's a pretty crier. You're right. Ann Dowd is a pretty crier.
Yeah. Reality show Ann Dowd is a pretty crier.
And this is what she said that's so great. She's like, I will always love you. I will always be here for you. If it's meant for me, if it's meant for me to be behind you, I will be here. But if this goes south, I will be here for you as well. And I wrote, mom. This is a great mom.
Yeah.
Because ironically, there's something about, to me, and I think this is almost, I wonder if Melissa senses this, that I'd be interested to see what Tim's dad is like, because I bet you Tim doesn't have the best relationship with him, because there seems to be, because Tim is a smart guy in some way. I mean, he learned Spanish. He seems actually pretty emotionally put together. And I think one reason why this storyline's been boring is because he seems pretty normal, to be honest. However, there's this confidence thing. And I think with this bullshit, you know, Tim said the line, he was talking to his mom. He said, mom, I'm just really scared. Yeah. And I think that's probably why he cheated to begin with, is that he's scared of the commitment of this.
Yeah. I want to say too, that this whole thing, this whole trip down to Colombia has been a fool's errand. And you can tell every time you look in Melissa's face that there's just ice. There's just ice in her veins.
Yeah.
And yes, she's got the greatest resting bitch face you've ever seen.
Ever.
I mean, it's ever. It's impressive. And I think I have a really good one. But I mean,
Cousin Olga is watching this season and going,
I can take some pointers from this,
this
one.
Very yes. good. Very good.
Very good. I could could I take class from you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's obvious she's just out to ruin his life.
She wants revenge. That is all she wants.
She's
is revenge.
Fucking vengeance demon.
Y'all, and remember, we've met her mother. Someone who is that close to
terrible,
their mother
terrible.
Is going to be like their mother. If she wasn't like her mother, she wouldn't be that close to her. That's my opinion.
I want to move on to the therapy. This is the second therapist we've met this season in this storyline.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, they did this because they went to a therapist before when she was in Texas, and he said that that right. helped. And so that's why they're going to try to do this now.
This guy was, let's just say this in a nice way, less helpful.
Well, he wasn't as bad as religious therapist.
No, he wasn't as bad as Beth Ann. Is that her name? Beth Ann? Am I making that up?
I don't, maybe. Yeah, I just think he felt a little castrated again because he was on camera.
Well, he did weigh in on one side, which as a therapist, when you've seen someone one time, is probably not the greatest thing to do.
Well, yes.
So they go to a couples counselor who's obviously speaks English, and he asked them the smartest question that anyone can ask. Why are you here? Tell me so I can. That's what I ask every client, every vocal client, everybody. It's like, why are you here? What can I help you? What do you think you need help with? And here's the secret, you guys. Almost always when what you think you need help with is not really what you need help with. Mm-hmm. Rarely are people completely aware of their wants and needs. And he says
some people are aware of the problem, at least in that I've noticed in a therapeutic perspective, they're aware of the problem. However, like they know our relationship isn't good. We need to build trust. But the way they think,
right.
people, maybe it's different for voice teaching, but I think in therapy, a lot of people especially come into therapy thinking they want to talk to someone, but they think they know how to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they do, sometimes. But I think in this couple's what they want to work on is exactly what you just said.
Yep.
It's not what they need to work on.
And it's always they're asking the wrong questions. They're trying to work on the wrong areas when they really need to be working on the areas that are usually underneath those. And these two people are trying to work on trust issues, which means I guarantee you, Melissa never fully trusted Tim from something back, something that her mother told her.
Melissa doesn't trust men.
Yeah,
I guarantee you her father had cheated on her mother.
Oh,
or something.
100%.
You can't have a woman, or if the father didn't, the mother's father, her grandfather.
She's poisoned Melissa about it.
Her mother seems so triggered by this. And honestly, in their situation, I think what it is we've talked about Tim went to individual therapy. Granted, she was horrible. They've gone to couples therapy. Melissa needs to go to therapy.
I don't think that's going to happen. But yeah.
Y'all, I will say this 90% of the time when people come in couples therapy, and then I ask them, oh, are either of you seeing a therapist? Have you seen a therapist lately? Most 90% of them say no. And that is actually the first part of the equation that they need to do. They need to kind of get to figure out their own shit that they're bringing.
That's a great point.
And before they come to me wanting to work on stuff in the couples, because if you don't have the awareness even of yourself, and that's the problem with Melissa, Tim can do nothing to make her trust him more. It's Melissa deciding to trust him more.
And she hasn't processed still. She even says she hasn't processed his infidelity.
No.
And she still doesn't. She says she still doesn't trust him. And if he were to leave, she would think it was a big breaking point. It was a big betrayal. However, he can't make money. He can't work. So it's either she bleeds him dry financially, and he's there, and they quote unquote work on their relationship, which basically means fucking a couple times, then arguing with her parents, and then pleading with her to forgive him, or him saying, who else did you have sex with? I need to know, because I'm going to go hump them like a male dog humps another male dog.
Did you get stuck together? I hope you were only stuck together with me.
You know there's a barb at the end of my penis. So it's a problem. She's aware of this, you guys. She says, absolutely not. I'm not going to get married. He can't get work without getting married. So this is, I say this again, we've seen this maybe in the penultimate episode, this means a lot. Reality shows up and goes, what you gonna do, girl?
Yeah.
He's gonna run out of money. If you gonna get married to him, that's the only way you can get, he can get some money, or he goes back. What are you gonna do? And she has no answer for this. And because he's so still captivated by her, we are forced to watch this vengeance demon still wreak havoc over this poor, dumb animal.
So question, do you think, I mean, I do think that he loves her very much.
Oh, definitely.
Is it more that he's captivated by her, or is it more that Tim is actually a good guy who feels so guilty about cheating on her, he needs to make it right to be at peace with her?
You know, I think you just nailed it.
I think she has this vengeance and she's not going to let it go. And that has nothing to do with him. And I think he needs the personal, he needs to forgive himself for what he did. And he's looking for forgiveness in her when he still hasn't forgiven himself. That's why he's so scared. Boy, they need to listen to us.
I totally agree with you.
Are you texting a trick? Did someone just send you a dick
pic? You know what? I'm turning someone down for tonight because I'm podcasting, but thank you.
I hope you vetted them. You just can't start letting people in your asshole. You just can't.
You. Not you. You're allowed. Come back in a week.
I'm making like my
Steve
brother
at Studio 54.
I'm making everybody around me wear a mask because of you. Someone said, are you worried about getting your father sick because he has cancer and if he got COVID, he would die? And I said, no, I'm worried I'll kill Poodle and Mother Poodle will fucking eviscerate
she would.
Me.
She would. She'd kill you.
I'm not kidding, y'all. That's my biggest
y'all,
fear.
Y'all, Mother Poodle. Have I talked about this on the podcast? But I think I will.
Maybe.
Have I talked that my father had COVID?
Both of us. My brother and sister-in-law. Now yeah, your dad and now your mom.
And my mom, and he showed symptoms, and she was like, you know, he's going to stay down there in the basement. Cough. I'm going to give him his food at the step.
I don't think you talked about it because honestly, you were Poodle, he won't say it. I freely admit that I'm a mother lover. Poodle won't admit it, but this bitch was beside herself for a week.
I was really nervous that my mother would get it because my mother has lung issues. She's had asthma forever. But my mother, y'all, Mother Poodle, she's like, well, I guess I'll go get tested for COVID. You know,
can you see your mother walk?
Your father gave it to me.
Can you see your mother? Because our mothers, one thing our mothers do, they don't whisper ever. No. So like my mother would go in, probably your mother would do this too, and walk in and say, well, I'm here from a COVID test.
Here from
a
COVID test.
And everybody just looks at her.
At home. Who knows what I've got it or not. So my mother tested. She tested positive. My mother never had a single symptom. Not a fever, not a cough. And my mother coughs 11 hours a day.
All the time.
All the time because of her asthma. And so my mother's like, well, guess we know who's got the strongest constitution in this family. So
she's literally calling his father weak. I think you told me when she's like, I guess he's just weak.
She did. She said that. No wonder I'm the way I am. Anyway, but talking about COVID?
I told my sister-in-law she finally just tested positive for it today because she's been in the house for like. But she still said, she's like my husband and my two sons had it 2 weeks ago, and now I just finally got it. She's like, boy, I'm a lot stronger than they are.
Well, my mother never had a symptom, but I guarantee you my mother would come out here and say, you mean I survived COVID to have my son basically die of it?
Boy, that's just, isn't that just sad, Matt? Isn't that sad I had to live to see this? I would have rather have died if I knew this is going to happen, Matt. Matt, what? Were you not careful, Matt?
You were dead after she'd come at you.
Maybe you didn't sit up here with the last time when he was in the coma. maybe I should have had you here more so you could see him struggling for life.
And I was just like, I'm sorry, Nikki. I'm so sorry.
Boy, because you've never experienced anyone shaming you like my mother.
I'm sorry, Nikki. I went That's to a state where they don't give a shit about COVID and they're citizens and they're all getting it because they politicized it.
Anyway, that's all I've got about those two. I don't know what next week will hold, but
I don't know. Do you? I don't know if they're going to be together or not. I actually don't. Do you, what do you think?
I
don't know.
I will. I know one thing.
What?
She's biding her time when she can make him blow up their relationship. She is biding her time.
And she'll make
he blows
feel like shit and blame it on him. Exactly. This is your fault.
Exactly. And she will gain strength from that and will have a shame baby, like on Game of Thrones when Melisandre births some baby and it kills people.
And it kills people. That's the kind of baby Poodle's been trying to have, y'all.
Y'all, I've been trying to have a murder baby.
The demon baby. He even got forever. A red necklace and everything.
If I could go and like kill somebody, I would. I knew exactly who I'd kill. Mm-hmm. Franklin Graham, you better like get your life, get your life insurance set.
Shall we move on?
Let's move on. Our last thing, because it's Kenny and Armando, you guys.
No, we wanted to end on a happy note. Well, not happy, but. At least
they
not
get denied for their marriage license.
They're not. It's very short, but they're going back to the marriage office, and this time they're going with Hannah, their daughter.
Hannah's in tow.
And
the show is called Tow.
It's called Tow, and Kenny's like, "Have you told Hannah all about it?"
And my first thought was, this is kind of complicated, and I don't think she'll understand. And
why don't you talk to her about it? He kind of talks like Craig from Southern Charm. I just realized it when I was watching this episode.
I will say that this is a very difficult thing to talk about. And so there's no wonder Armando hasn't tried to talk to his – how old's Hannah? Like six, seven?
Seven. And yeah. So he does talk to her about it, and y'all – her reaction when he said that we're not going to be able to get married.
She was ugly tricksters.
Well, first of all, she went, no.
Yeah. Oh,
gasped, and then she called them ugly tricksters, which
I will say we had a bunch of people come at the translation on this episode because she said Monday, which I know from even knowing a little bit of Spanish means like, yes, sir. Or what can I do for you? It's like Monday usted is, like, how can I help you? Or like, what do you need? Or can I do something for you? It's an imploring thing. And they translate it to what? Can you imagine when I said what to my mother would say, what did you say? Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I would say what mother would say, ma'am. I taught you boys better than that.
We would say what, and my mom would say, she would, there was this weird thing. She would say, we would say what, and she would not hear us. And then she would say this weird, that makes no sense to you, but she would say, she said it was like a joke, but basically she would say, you're stuck with it. And that was kind of like her saying that she would walk away and not finish the sentence and just let us be. Because we ended up learning to say pardon. That's what her thing was. We had to say pardon.
Okay. But you didn't say yes, ma'am. Were you not brought up having to say yes, ma'am?
No, yes. But I mean, when I said what?
Okay.
Oh, when my mother would say, I was confusing two different things. I was thinking what, like when you didn't hear. Like if you didn't hear something, you said what? So that was my mother. I think all parents said, yes, pardon. Ma'am, was fine. But that was my mom's pet peeve is when we wouldn't hear something or we were screaming, we go, what? And she would say, pardon me? Yeah, that's what you say?
We would have to say, ma'am. That was our thing. And
no,
mother
we
said,
were,
don't you say what to me?
We would say, yeah, we always had to say, yeah, we always said, I don't remember ever getting on that. I was always like, yes, mama, I love you.
The worst mama's boy ever. If no. I was your brother, I would have been had such animosity towards you.
Oh, no. He's just as bad or worse. He's more of a mama's boy. Oh, yes. Wow. Oh, yes.
It's shocking your mother only raised one gay son.
Most men are very close to their mother.
I am.
You and your mother are like two female scorpions.
I'm still trying to like sting her.
But you don't want to fight with anyone else.
No. Still trying to sting her where she'll feel it and suffer.
So
we're at the same woman who said you have to come back and deny it.
And Kenny said, because we were wondering about this, Kenny said this, he said, you know, he said, one reason we decided to move here is because we looked into it and this state was supposed to be a state that is easier for you to get married in.
They tried.
Because now this is they want to get married, y'all, but again, it's the same thing. He needs residency so he can work. So he
support the family.
And then it was so sweet when he said, I have a family to provide for now.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Because Armando is a dog groomer, and I'm sure he makes some off of it. But I feel like Kenny has a better job.
Maybe. Dog groomers in L.A. make a lot of fucking money.
Oh, yeah. They're very expensive.
My old dog groomer is now the host of that HBO show, where that's like her fucking show.
I just saw a thing about that.
Yes.
Isn't it ridiculous that your dog groomer is on a show?
I know. Sophie was her.
That's absurd, y'all.
It's absurd. Sophie was her first client too, actually.
Really?
Because she was at a place like a dog store, tail waggers. And when she left, Sophie was the first. She said, Sophie's my first client.
Oh.
Sophie's dead now. So, you know.
Sophie's dead. I wonder if Sophie's looking down and saying, nah, she's off in a void somewhere.
She's playing with Miss Ellie.
It's all dark where she is.
Did I not tell you that the pet psychic told
Dawn
when before Miss Ellie died? The pet psychic told her, she said Sophie is excited to play with her and is waiting for her.
I need to point out that Miss Ellie, his friend Dawn, and my friend Dawn's dog barely tolerated Sophie.
But she also loved her. She would see her and wag her tail, but she would really, Sophie and Miss Ellie kind of had the relationship of you and I. Like,
maybe.
Poodle bites at me, but he does feel a little safer and secure when I'm around.
I do feel safe and secure when you're around. And
but
I
you
will
also want to bite my face off.
I do. And strangely, I will bite my butt when you're around.
And strangely, you've scared me so much I pissed on your floor.
Yes. True. I kind of understood Miss Ellie, though. I understood that dog.
It's true. So anyway, y'all. So
so
that's why they're there. And he's stressed out. So they're there to pick up their negative response. And they read the letter. And it says, by law, they're not allowed permitted to have same-sex marriage because they wanted to guarantee and save the
survival
human
of
human
species. Oh, God. This Kenny had a problem with this too, and it kind of turned my stomach too.
Ugh.
Y'all, men are going to fuck women. Women are going to fuck men. The human species ain't going nowhere.
And you know what? Straight people are fucking up a lot of shit right now. So maybe y'all need to stop having some babies.
That argument is ridiculous.
It's the human species. In fact, honestly, to be honest, if we're going from an environmental perspective,
we need a lot less babies.
People need to stop having babies. If you're having a baby and you're pregnant right now, we're so happy for you. We're not saying
I'm
that.
Not saying you we're shouldn't have a baby.
Don't use that as a reason to keep gay people from doing what they want to do. And that's a complete.
I'm saying you should have as many babies as you like, but don't you, if I want to order a baby from a book, don't you tell me I can't do that.
Actually, you can do that. So I was going to say you can't, but I think you can in some places. So y'all, anyway, so they're going to walk out.
Come
and
on, book, Scott.
And Hannah says, did she let you get married? And Armando's like, no, honey.
No, honey. We're going to go to the human rights place and go back to this bitch who's wearing a fleece coat.
Yeah.
That's the show, y'all.
That is
the show.
It's a show. It's a short little show. Oh, no, not one really. More episode. One more episode.
So should we go into our sissy spotlight?
Here
we go. See y'all on the other side.
Hey guys, this is Molly McGowan. You can use my name. I'm a proud sissy. So my boyfriend and I, Ed, he's in the sissy squad, straight male sissy, shout out. We always refer to you as the gays. So we say the gays all the time. And I said it in public the other day, and I thought to myself, like, holy shit. Like, someone gave me a weird look, and I'm like, do they think I'm, like, using this as a derogatory term? I really hope not. But anyway, I just thought that was funny. It might not be, but I thought so. More importantly, I wanted to give a big shout out to someone. I thought she was in the sissy squad, but she's actually in the Cray Cray group. Might be in both. I don't know. But I'm sure there's tons of crossover. She had left a domestic violence situation, and she'd left for the sixth time in I don't know how many years. But I just wanted to give her all the props in the world. Not only did she leave, but she gave information to a group of people she knows that care about her that will check in on her. So that takes so much courage. I can't even imagine. And I just want to give her all the props in the world. And she's amazing, and she is loved. And I hope she knows that. I hope you guys know that. You make my life so much better. So I just wanted to say thank you. And I will see you all on the flip side. Love you. Bye.
Molly McGowan.
Molly McGowan. Thank you, Molly. I'm glad we were starting and your phone was vibrating. Thank you for turning it off. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry.
It's really concerning to you when I do that. And so I appreciate you giving me the same courtesy.
My phone was way up here and it was sitting.
Because you didn't even know when those dicks are vibrating for you.
Let me just tell you, at least my phone isn't not, it's, at least it's on silent, unlike yours.
I'm just saying, it actually doesn't bother me, but if you're going to make a stink of it, smell yourself.
I literally put my phone up
there. That is a good line, y'all. If you're going to make a stink of it, smell yourself first. Smell yourself first.
We appreciate that.
Molly.
Molly McGowan. Molly McGowan.
We've got a lot of sissies who, just the other day, there's this woman who said, she was like, how the hell do I leave my husband? Y'all, if you're listening to this show and you want to leave your husband or your wife, come to our sissy group. They will tell you. Someone, now look, if
it
you...
will. I'm not getting involved. I'm
if
not
you
getting
and
involved.
Another sissy kill your husband, we are not held responsible or liable.
The views of Matt Maher and 90 Day Gays do not represent...
And Jacob Anthony. Don't just say my name in there, bitch.
I would much prefer you left us out of it. But I'm all about those kind of like domestic abuse, like Underground Railroad situations where you don't know who it's coming
don't
from.
No,
but
then we also have like, conversations like somebody today said, my daughter has big tits. Where the hell do I get a sports bra that's good? You know, because sometimes you don't get to ask those things, you know, in life and people don't have places to go. But Molly, we love you. And look,
thank you, Molly.
Y'all, we're going to give you some advice. You do need to be careful about calling people the gays in public. Mm-hmm. Some gays get very offended by it. I do not.
I don't either.
It's hard to
offend me.
Well, and also I think Poodle and I come from the perspective of it still feels, it feels inclusive. And especially in this context, we are your gays. We are your 90 Day Gays. We are your friends. So, you know, that you listen to. And so you can call us that. But
you have to be an obvious ally. You have to kind of.
I would be careful though in other, because there's a lot of people that feel like you got to think about this, y'all. You wouldn't say those are my blacks. Those are my Asians.
If you're not wearing like a RuPaul shirt that says reading is fundamental, it's a little difficult.
And you do have to be that, you know, the way that gay men have appropriated themselves and kind of taken black female culture, sometimes female or white will take, you know, gay. So we just need to be sensitive to that. But the point of the story is we don't fucking care. We're your gays.
We are.
We are.
I'll be appropriate. We are.
What did you say?
I said, I'll be appropriated by you.
Yeah. Do it. You have before.
I have.
The shit people have said to you. What is the nastiest, like, freakiest, most uncomfortable thing that someone has ever said to you while they were inside you? That even then you were like, you know what? I'm turned on, but this is freaking me out. Because I know you've heard some shit.
I think it would have to be, I can't wait to knock you up. I'm gonna knock you up.
Y'all, someone, wow.
And I went, okay.
And you felt weird and then you came immediately.
Tap out.
Y'all, come at us in the Sissy Squad. What's the weirdest thing you heard in sex? I think that'll be a fun thread to see.
I kind of just looked past it because I was almost there. I was like, shut up. Shut up. I'm almost there.
Did he have a huge dick too?
Oh, yeah. But he was, and he was extremely verbal, which I'm kind of okay with, and saying all kinds of shit because I love it when people like completely lose control. I did not expect to be knocked up like a Katherine Heigl movie. Y'all, what happened?
What happened to Kat?
Because she was awful to almost everyone she worked with. It was completely known in the industry that she was a complete nightmare.
Yeah, she was pretty awful. What happened to the gay guy from Grey's Anatomy? Remember, were you with me with Lindsay when we went to a bar? Because he was friends with a friend and
wanted to like leave the show.
What happened to him?
Pastures, and I don't think Pastures appeared for
I'm
him.
I'm shocked you haven't slept with him.
I'm not into him.
Yeah, he's not your type.
I saw him at the Grove one time. He seemed really stuck up.
Oh, I don't know. He was nice. I talked to him briefly. I don't really remember it.
His career's gangbusters.
Let's jump into some. It's somebody right now is.
Carl!
No!
I'm on season 2 of Grey's Anatomy, and I don't think it's going to go well, Carl.
Which is ruined.
I think everybody's going to leave. I love that Katherine Heigl.
Izzy dies, and so does George.
Okay. I am so sorry for people that are catching up on that right now.
I am not doing a spoiler alert for fucking Grey's Anatomy 10 years ago.
Is Katherine Heigl Izzy? Was she Izzy?
Yes.
Oh, they killed her.
Okay. Or maybe she just left. I don't know. I can barely remember it.
Okay.
George died, though.
Let's talk about our sissy shout-outs. Thank you, Mary, for the letter of gay. Thank you,
I'll
Mary.
I'll start out.
Sure. We're on the letters U and V. The letters U and V as in very happy to be here.
And U as in you suck.
Yep.
My sissy shout-out goes out to Famanda. Zamanda. I like that better. Yeah. Zamanda Upshaw.
Okay.
Zamanda Upshaw.
Okay.
Not like Amansa from Selling Sunset.
Okay.
Amansa. Oh, I like that better. Amansa Upshaw.
Okay.
From Selling Sunset. Y'all, Zamansa. I like this even better. Zamansa loves nothing more. I'm telling you, you could not keep her from it. She's obsessed with Dia de los Muertos. She wants to be an actual skeleton. Like the movie, like Coco, is like her ultimate aphrodisiac. She would love for someone to like take off her skin and she would just be bones. It's that extreme.
Wow. All right.
Tattoos of skulls. She's totally into it. In fact, she goes to every Dia de los Muertos event that she possibly can. November 1st is huge for her. It's like her Christmas. But she's not really into saying hi to her ancestors because she's not really into them. What she really is into is saying hello to dead sitcom stars that she misses. Her family, she could not give a shit. Mike Brady, totally into it. So she's like at every Dia de los Muertos event and going, sorry about that. She's posing to be Bobby Brady and throwing a ball and wishing Mike Brady would, what's his name, would come and help them. Why am I asking you? You
Mike,
don't know.
Mike Lookaland?
No, that's Peter. No, that's the child actor. But Mike Brady, the oldest one.
Greg Brady.
That's the son. Mike Brady was the father. He's dead of age.
Yes.
Anyway, she prays AIDS didn't happen. And then hopes he comes back. Then she goes all in for Sherman Helmsley. He's dead, right?
Yes.
Gotta be. Anyway, then she starts doing a George Jefferson walk across the grave. And you know what? Strangely enough, she promises to George Jefferson she's going to go get her dry cleaning later because that was his job. Sadly, the last one she goes is to Andy Griffith, and she goes to his grave. And you know, the worst thing is she can't whistle.
Oh.
So much so that Andy Griffith comes out of his grave, bitch slaps her, and says, bitch, don't come here again until you can whistle my goddamn theme. And she learns her lesson. Next time she comes back and she plays it on a kazoo. And then, surprisingly, the next year she has sex with the ghost of Andy Griffith.
Wow, I almost died during that. Just two.
And you know what? They lived happily ever after.
There you go. There you go. Head ghost sex.
Zamansa Upshaw.
All right. y'all, our next sissy shout out, this goes out to, it's V. It goes out to Victoria Fastern. Victoria Fastern.
Fastern?
Fastern. Fatern. Okay. Victoria Fatern. Y'all, Victoria Fastern, she is a really, she's a very, very great librarian. She, works in a library. She has for many years. She is known as the librarian who will not give up the card catalog and does not trust computers. The only thing that she is kind of technology that she does believe in having. She's a music lover, and she believes in having cell phones, but she has a She doesn't hear super well. That's why she likes working and living in quiet places, because she can hear things. So within the library, she can hear people. And the problem is every time her phone gets, not just a call, but a text or a notification or Bank of America put in a deposit in her account, her phone sings the song by, is it Cassini that we did, the Italian? Victoria, Victoria, mi cuore, non lagrima più, non lagrima più. It's a very loud art song. It's very loud, but she needs to be able to know that it's her. And she thought, this is so great. I found a song that says
Victoria. It's Victoria with two T's.
That's another thing. She didn't research it well. It's not even her name, y'all. But she thinks it's her name, and it reminds her. So, y'all, she lost her job in the library because she won't turn off her phone, y'all, because here's the deal. She's selling drugs, and so she needs to be able to hear people when she's selling the drugs.
I didn't see that coming.
Well, not hardcore drugs. She mainly sells strong Advil to people in countries that where they can't have Advil. That Advil you get, like, that's like
300 milligrams.
Yes, yeah. Y'all, you can't get that in you can't get that in like Greenland. So she's an Advil supplier.
Okay, gotcha.
So not Motrin, Advil. Years ago, you know, she didn't think because she was busted for selling for extra strength Nuprin, and then that went out of the way, and so she thought Nuprin would
make Nuprin anymore.
Well, her slogan was Nuprin, little, it's not yellow, it's the same thing. And that's how she sold so much Nuprin. That's how she sold so much Nuprin. So anyway, y'all, Victoria Fishtern, she just lost her job at the library, but she needs to find another undercover job. She just got a job in New York City at St. Patrick's Cathedral, and she feels like no one's going to notice her phone ring there. I beg to differ. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
And that's her Patreon. Oh, no, your sissy shout outs. Fuck it. Whose are these?
I don't know. It's a sissy shout out.
Y'all, that's our episode, the90daygaze.com. You can go to our website for now until we change the name. You can also find Poodle and I on Cameo. Poodle's at Jake It or
Cameo.
Jake It or Fake It. And I'm the Matt Marr, two T's, two R's. Leave a 5-star review. Please leave a review. We appreciate that very much. And y'all, the merch is on sale. Merch is on sale right now. So,
sale. Not sell. You just said merch is
on sale.
Sale, S-A-L-E, sale.
Yeah, merch is on sale. Like, y'all, you
sell.
Can get,
sell.
That's what I said. Y'all can get a Maddie in the Sheets, Poodle in the Streets shirt.
No, Maddie, Poodle in the Sheets, Maddie in the Streets.
Yes. Oh, wait, they're not on sale anymore. I guess that ended yesterday.
No one's supposed to be you in the sheets.
Sorry, y'all, it ended the sale yesterday. Okay. So they're not on sale.
I didn't have time. Today was a little crazy, but the Poodle Home Collection is going to be available for sale coming Black Friday to you.
Black Friday. Now, there will be, I will say, y'all, listen, we don't make money. Don't buy merch right now, because I think in another week it's all going to go on sale again, because the TeePublic site will be doing a sale. So instead of...
Don't tell...
Well, I don't want them to spend too much money.
Yeah, but you don't say, don't buy it now, because it's going to go.
But what if they can buy a shirt for $20 and it's going to be $13 in a week? I'd be pissed.
You never want to, like, dissuade people from buying things.
Well, I just know money's important. Anyway.
You know nothing about commerce.
Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you're an ugly trickster, call us.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.